It's Britney, bitch.
Guys, welcome to Cumtown. You've got another Dark Alliance episode. You've asked for it, and we're giving it to you. Mm-hmm. Stavros.
He's at the.
He had severe complications. He was getting they/them surgery.
Yeah.
Which is technically, they don't have to put you under. It's not a full anesthesia, but basically they just give you a septum piercing and thumbnail polish.
Yeah, I'm sure I said it on the show before, but I bet like a big bitch, and her pronouns are whoa now.
Moo moo.
Hey now. Whoa, easy girl. Ooh, hey now. Whoop. It was big drama. Sean McCarthy apprised me to it. I don't even know who these people are, but
what's the drama?
I don't know. Just some like Twitter communist account.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy who's just some, you know. Honestly, I feel bad for them. Sometimes I imagine my life, you know. I guess it's because if you're kind of like a fat loser in middle school,
yeah,
that's just, you know. You're always like, you know.
Isn't that what you identify as?
Sort of. It's almost like a near-death experience.
Yeah.
You know, because if you get out of that, you're like, fuck, the fucking, that saw just almost went right past. Yeah, I almost died.
It was like Final Destination.
Yeah, basically. Literally. That's what it feels like. Is like, so you see these like fat, and I don't think I would have ended. I probably would have just turned into like a full-time internet hater kind of fascist guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, you know, maybe somebody with survivor's guilt, if you could even call it that. But,
yeah,
like, if you're one of those fat loser guys.
It was your Auschwitz, being fat.
Well, not really Auschwitz, but it's like, no, nah, see, because the flip side is that I just, like, became, like, I was like, oh, I'll just be funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I probably could have done, I probably would have just turned into Stav, if anything. But you know, like if you're, let's say you're not funny, you're just a big fat guy that gets no attention or whatever.
And not smart and not like.
The woke stuff starts happening. And then like those guys fell into the trap of being like, yeah, guys are assholes to women.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the classic, like, yeah, you know, yeah. Nice guy trying to, let me get in the.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me sneak in through the bakeries.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah, through the kitchen door.
It doesn't work. I mean, one's going to.
I'm right. It doesn't work.
It never works, yeah, but yeah, that's maybe, a move.
Yeah, maybe if I'm delivering the croissants in the morning to the service entrance, I'll be able to get some pussy, perhaps. With a handful of Entenmann's.
Oh my God, men are trash.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's fucking pathetic. And then it's also too. It's like on like a visceral level, women respond to it by being like, you know, oh, I would never fuck. I was
nothing
never gonna fuck
dries
this guy
the pussy
before.
Up.
Exactly.
Like men are trash.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
A fat guy with tits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. This guy, you know, he's just got like years of just being like, I don't know. Sean sent one of them. He's got a tweet from literally a year ago that's like. I never understood the whole like incel thing of. Let me just pull. Let me find the fuck women group chat. Women are trash group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Okay. Yeah. So this guy. Yeah. Because this is a year ago. I've been seeing on the TL lately that a certain group of people honestly believe that we are entitled to sex. It's been more than 7 years since I've been with someone, and at no point I've ever felt that way. It boggles my mind how anyone could think like that. So that's what he's waiting. And then this is from...
Oh, poor guy.
I guess this is from like his they/them roommate or whatever. And this is just a fat house somewhere.
They're in a fat house.
Yeah, it's like a halfway home, but for
for losers
that are addicted to gender and peanut M&Ms.
Oh God!
And so yeah, this one says, "I really do not want to go into detail, but we have had this guy's. I don't want to dox him.
Yeah, sure.
Even though I've read his tweet word for word, it takes 2 seconds. But he said, but we have had so and so arrested for trying to sexually assault my roommate and I." Please block accordingly.
Oh,
eventually, we will explain what happened, but I'm very tired and I don't want to right now. And then let me just look at the timestamp on that tweet. I don't want to go into detail. That was 11:30 a.m. And then this is from 11:33 a.m. So this is 3 minutes later after saying, I don't want to go into detail. He is an incel. He literally stomped around the house, threw himself onto Candy and I, screaming about how he should be able to fuck us. He waited until we were alone. We had to hide in our own house.
Candy.
Yeah. So I guess that guy's in jail now. Oh, he lived with us for over a year. We let him into our home. We thought of him like a brother, and he fucking tricked us and waited like a goddamn snake in the grass for us to lower our inhibitions.
So dark.
And then literally throw himself on us.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, just like 90 million. First of all, what the fuck? Or second of all, are you okay? First of all, are you okay? So, you know, just a lot of those.
Can I see a picture of these people?
Yeah, but the funniest, sorry, and I got to find it again, but there was one reply that just really, really, really,
what was it?
Really made me laugh. Just when he goes, had a bad feeling about this creep for a while, but mostly it wasn't much more than that. I'm sad to say I'm very unsurprised by this, though. Why are men...
Why are men?
Why are
I
men? Question mark. And then we'll take a look at this, the profile picture. Why are men? And then it's just fucking Craig from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Why? Yeah, I know. This is like one of their other tweets.
Fiona.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, truly Fiona.
Fiona. You nailed it.
That's
Fiona.
The color scheme. I mean, why, if you look like that, why have green lights in your house?
You come on.
Yeah.
You walked into that.
Yeah.
Tits first.
Mm-hmm.
Nice pair. Great pair.
Yeah.
Why are men?
Why are men?
Well, actually, I kind of respect that whole thing.
I was saying the other day, and this is going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
But why is it that the most trans people put the least effort into looking like women?
It depends.
Well, this one?
Well, yeah, it depends what kind.
Because
some of them look even better than women.
Yeah, but those
some of them like put way more effort than any woman.
Yeah, but those are just party monsters.
Some of them are like more perfect women than any woman.
Right, but I feel like those aren't the types that are online doing this.
No, they're those types. They're different kinds. There's nuance.
Yeah, those ones. The ones that look better, the best, aren't fucking like replying to J.K. Rowling all day long.
No, of course.
Yeah,
but those people are just. Yeah, those people are just doing it to find friends, really, right? Because they don't have any friends.
Yeah.
Right? And they like using the computer.
Yeah. He threw himself onto Candy and I. Now, to be fair, can you really fault a big fat guy for trying to fuck someone named Candy? Can you blame him?
That is a honeypot operation. Yeah,
to get it, literally. Literally, it's a pot full of honey that he has to live with.
Going back to the...
This is the guy, by the way.
Going back to the... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that BB?
I mean, it might as well be.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How do people let them get... How do they let themselves go that... Oh, my God.
It's... Yeah.
Going back to that, like...
It is sad, though, because it's like there was no place for these people in society. And then we made a place, and that place is so much worse than, like, the ether.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, there's finally a way for you to feel your humanity, and it's just a trick. It's just a cruel trick.
It's sad.
Where they end up worse off than they would have been if they were just fucking ignored.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Going back to the ones that, like, like a perfect femininity, it's kind of like the University of Pennsylvania swimmer. It's kind of like
Leah
that
Thomas.
Yeah, it's kind of like that a man could be a woman even better than a woman could.
Mm-hmm.
Score another one for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it up on the board.
Yeah.
So that's no, but like that. It is sad because those people that you're referencing are just trying to find friends in a community. And there are people that have never had friends ever.
Yeah. No, I'm going through this guy's tweets, and it's so sad. You know?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking tired of shitty men. They really don't understand the damage they do. Selfish pieces of shit. That was 2 days before the rape accusation.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Wow. But, you know, the other thing I admire about this, as an atheist, the concept
of hell bothers me. But I would happily rot in hell for eating pork or wearing clothes with two different fabrics if it meant sex predators slash pests rotted there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
So, and imagine, did they have to do this publicly every day? Because you're waking up and your like brain is like, rape the roommates.
Rape candy.
Rape a candy.
Me hungry.
Yeah.
Me hungry for candy.
Get that. You know what probably set him off? Is making the green M&M sexy.
That's true.
Sure, they took the green M&M away from him and he's
he
like,
lost it.
Yeah.
He lost it.
And he's like, that's the one
thing
I had.
That's the final straw.
That was the one thing I had. And I can't be vocal about it because people call me a fascist.
It's true.
That they unsexified the green M&M.
What's nice about these people is that they're using the internet in the right way, which is the internet from 10 years ago, which is that you call out people from your real life, you know? You air out your dirty laundry in public.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, like, tweeting constantly about, like, Tucker or, like, some famous people that'll never care about you.
Here's what I want to know, because I want to go to prison. I want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
To be fair, he did commit these acts.
He's in jail now?
5 days ago.
Yeah.
Is there a chance it was probably the greatest April Fool's joke of all time? Probably, I mean, cause I can't think of anything funnier than to be like an online sex, anti-sex expector communist.
Mm-hmm.
And then on April Fool's, you know, instead of saran wrap over the toilet seat, you're committing a double rape at 11:30 o'clock, 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's those aren't raping hours.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not raping hours.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a prank.
The only crime that exists, there's pistols at dawn, but there's never, give me two pussies now.
Give me two XXXL pussies.
Give me two they, them pussies at high noon.
You can't,
Yeah.
That's really where the prank falls apart, you know?
Mm-hmm. What it's the fuck clear. Is high noon?
High noon?
Rather than just noon.
It's that the sun is at the highest point in the sky.
And so that doesn't always fall
on... It's kind of redundant.
It doesn't always fall on exact noon.
I have no idea, dude. I'm a very stupid person.
Yeah. Yeah, so the tweet, feeling worthless, reply, you aren't, hang in there. And then the third reply, they are actually. They attempted to rape their roommates. Damn. Just how vindictive and punitive these like communities are.
Yeah.
These people are replying, good, you are worthless.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Mm.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Those people will also truly never be happy, too.
Of course not. And it's honestly not their fault, because I think this is in, like, West Virginia. This is just...
Oh, God.
You know. Damn.
I guess, like, the version of that, like, from 25 or 30 years ago was, like, being, like, a West Memphis 3 kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Being, like, a Wiccan, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Actually, I forgot to tell you. I'll tell you after.
We didn't record?
No, we did record. Uh-oh. But there's something I got to tell you about off mic.
What?
It's wild. It's fucking wild.
Wow. You're being really rude to our friends that are listening right now. They would love to hear it. But no, tell me off mic.
Yeah, I'll tell you off.
You know, Nikki and Addie need our little secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Stavros is stuck in transit right now. Literally stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to get him through a plane door.
Through the baggage carousel.
Yeah.
He has to ride cargo now.
Yeah, they trank him like a dog, and they put him in a crate.
We should get him a little baby service hippo, like a two month old hippo.
That's so adorable.
Yeah.
Service, can you imagine?
Right, service animal.
Hippos are really mean, right?
They are, but
they're
not
bastards.
The baby. A little baby hippo with a sickle and hammer on its side.
A little communist hippo.
Yeah. That would be cute.
Oh. Oh, for our friends listening at home, the mice are back in my apartment. I just got a text from my landlord about it. I live in hell, folks. Mm-hmm. I live in hell. What else is in the news?
This is so sad, dude. This is still this same guy. There is a cat in heat roaming around this house, and I feel like telling her, I know how you feel, but could you please keep it down? I'm trying to work here.
God, these people's lives are a fucking mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. 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 Damn.
What?
It's just, like, it makes me want to kill. I genuinely, look, I'm a bad guy.
Right.
And I laugh at a lot of people that don't deserve it. So if I'm at the point where I, like, am feeling empathetic towards somebody, you really got to be.
You got to be really the most lowly.
Yeah. You know your friend has your back when they are willing to write your bio on your dating website profiles for you. Do you like getting lost on long drives, binging TV shows, and overthrowing the government? Well, look no further. Just a big teddy bear looking for a long-term partner that wants a family and possibly open to poly. Recently moved across the country to better my life. Deep convos, flirting, and cuddles help heal my soul. Dirty commie and computer nerd at heart. Are you the other P to my pod?
Oh.
The other P to my pod.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Well, two P's in a pod.
Yeah, sure, but he's the pod?
I mean, I think he's asking if you're another P sitting in the pod with him.
Are you the other P in my pod?
In my pod, yeah.
Dirty commie.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
Yeah.
People are just so lonely.
Yeah. Dirty commie and computer nerd at heart. But that's like the entire thing. No, I'm just...
And his friend wrote that for him?
Yeah.
That's nice. God damn it.
But you know, it's like a friend from... It's, you know, a friend from like a Discord server.
Yeah, it's like, a friend from a...
Yeah, this is my friend Starlaxia. This is my friend Snorlaxia.
Snorlaxia.
This is my friend Snorlaxia. Well, we've been friends for years. Yeah. No, we've never met. I've never seen... For a while, I thought I knew what they looked like, but they were pretending to be somebody else. So then, but we got over. There was like a whole catfishing drama on the Discord, but now we're good friends again.
Yeah, they're using someone else's
of a
pics.
Slightly less fatter person.
A realistic catfish.
Yeah, right.
A humble catfish.
Yeah. I'm just a soft boy looking for his person to spoil and cuddle. I miss horny Twitter. God damn.
I miss horny Twitter?
Yeah, it's an unjust
world.
What
was that?
It's an unjust world that this is where you can end up as a human being.
It really, I mean, it really, I don't want to like.
It's wild, too, that these
people
think
get too like.
That the problem is solely capital. And then not like a deep social sickness.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like.
You got to boil it down to, oh, well, if we had communism, what? Then you'd be getting pussy? then you'd have a girlfriend? That's how it would work. He's like, oh, well, capital created ideals of beauty or whatever. It's like, yeah, that didn't exist at all under communism.
Well, that's Ayn Rand thought that too.
That what?
She was like that traditional beauty was like a social construct. It was actually intellectual beauty. So she was like, yeah. She was like making all her like
completely incorrect
grad student like
100% wrong.
Like. I'm wrong or she's wrong?
She's wrong.
Yeah, no. Like, she was making, like, what's his name? The guy that was head of the Fed?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Greenspan?
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, one of her, like, grad student, cult guys. And she was just getting her puss eaten by all those boys. Because she was like, actually, it's brain hotness, not tits hotness.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my God. I just want to honestly ask my moots if any of you find me attractive. I need some validation today.
Oh, my God.
Any of my moots.
My moos.
Oh, man. I feel so bad for this guy.
And he's in jail now?
This is worse than being, like, homeless. This is worse than being, like, homeless. Because we've seen it. Homeless guys fuck.
Dude.
They get pussy
was
stuff.
I was with you. I was like, why? Like,
we were by the pool. They're like canoodling under a fucking, like, you know, a copy of like fucking the New York Daily News.
No, I think we were like, I was walking my dog and I think I was with you. But every time you see a torn condom wrapper on the street, it's always a Magnum.
Yeah, I said that to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like these homeless guys with their big ass dicks are getting it in.
Mm-hmm. Safely, too.
Safely, yeah.
Why is
they're wrapping it up with their huge cocks.
Why is self-care for me so hard? Well, it's not that difficult. You just got to put the sponge on the end of a stick. You know? Is it really that difficult?
God, these people... Also, like, these people, like, are fully incapable of wiping their own asses completely after a shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He posted a picture of his computer desk here.
How's this set up?
His big smoothie. But there's a full-sized fan on the desk.
Like a box fan?
Like a giant fan.
He's got a nice setup?
Yeah. Oh, my God. She heard dirty commie pan, thick weirdo mountain mama just trying to survive capitalism. Part of the reason I would, like, if there was a communist revolution,
yeah,
you know, and we're like, we're going to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
And we're going to, like, I just want to let these people have full control of the ship.
Let them cook.
Let them fucking.
Let them do it.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
Just to be like, okay, got it out of your system? Everyone's dead? It completely failed in 3 hours.
Yeah, like all, like our entire like national agricultural system has completely failed.
Right.
Like they just couldn't handle it.
Everything just falls apart.
All the crops are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so we can just stop this now?
Cars are crashing on the street.
Yeah.
Society is crumbling.
You know, it's wild because it's like, I don't know, nobody talks about healthcare anymore. Nobody.
No.
It's not, I mean, I'm sure people do, but how we come out of a pandemic and that is not the number one fucking conversation.
A health crisis.
A
public health crisis.
A public health crisis. Nobody trusts. The only reason people don't, I guarantee you, if we had had universal healthcare, then people, there would be no anti-vax fucking movement.
That guy wouldn't be in jail.
That
guy.
And we just completely blew past that. I mean, it has to be like...
We really lost the plot.
Kudos to the fucking CIA.
They killed it.
They did.
They really killed it.
This guy doesn't exist. All of these tweets, if you could geolocate them, it's Langley, Virginia.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Latina woman in the CIA.
Right. It's not even... Yeah. Those. They don't exist either.
They don't exist.
The CIA is still all the same guys.
It's still Mormon guys.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, let's just pretend to be fucking spicy Latinx socialists. And then blow right past fucking anything where the pharmaceutical industry, any type of American enterprise has to give up a single fucking inch to people.
I mean,
we'll reverse engineer all of their demands so they want smoothies and cuddles. That's what the communist vanguard is demanding is
pan communist mountain mama.
Exactly, pan communist mountain mamas, and maybe. Maybe we'll go. We'll share a giant tomato that we all grow over in the urban center of a deteriorating city.
Oh my God! It's so dark. These poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's only gonna get worse too. That's the only other thing.
Yeah.
Like they.
My roomies are trying to convince me it's time for my slut era.
Oh, God.
I've never been in a friends with benefits situation. Now I'm starting to think that it might be preferable until I've had some time to work more on myself.
Ugh.
You know, and the saddest part is like this kind of like language is just reflected. All this bullshit is like reflected in like everything. You know, it's like this isn't really some fringe freak. This guy's talking like a fucking like Target commercial.
Yeah, he wants to Netflix and chill with his friends and benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. Mm-hmm. His slut face. A 400-pound, like, fucking gamer.
If you are single and looking for someone who loves giving attention, please don't hesitate to hit up my DMs.
Oh, God.
This is, yeah, this is why I, like, fully support any kind of, like, genetic modification or whatever. Because if I were, if I was living this life, I would say, look, clearly there's no room for me in human society. Turn me into a dragon.
Right.
Do some kind of experiment where I breathe fire. I can't regulate the temperature of my own blood. I, you know, have to use the sun or
just
some body of water.
Or just make me into food.
No, don't make me into food. I would want to be some sort of beast. I would want to be some kind of fucked up creature that reflected, you know, how ostracized I feel.
Yeah.
Like if I was like a gargoyle or whatever, like a goblin of some sort, you know, I'd be like, of course people don't want to fuck me. I have my amulet and my curses, you know, and I'll live 1,000 years in a life of fucking torment in a soggy cave somewhere.
How is it even worse to be a nerd now?
Kidnapping people's children, boiling them.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what? You're gonna,
terrorizing a town.
You send the police to arrest me?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good
luck. You put the handcuffs on and then there's like a high-pitched jingling noise and I dissipate into a type of smoke or whatever.
That rocks.
Seep into the lungs of the officers and...
The town sends out a posse with pitchforks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They've had enough of me.
And then guess what? They're all in the cave and they get closer and closer and it's just a smoke and mirrors projection of me. Guess who's now made his way into the town where the children are unprotected?
And I, classic.
Guess who's making kid soup?
Classic.
Guess who's in the town square? He's got a big... A big vat that I'm boiling all of the children, the town's children in.
Wow. They really walked into that one, those fucking idiots.
They did.
They left all the kids behind, undefended. Yeah.
Why don't you make that shot, Dr. Fauci? Why don't you make the shot that turns me into that?
Yeah, try to do something for these poor guys.
Mm-hmm. He's sort of a goblin himself.
Now they have to go to fucking jail for being a nerd.
Right. I mean, that's essentially what Dr. Fauci is.
That's true.
He was like, I'm a gay. I like basketball, but I'm too small.
I'm a gay guy that kills dogs.
I'm not good enough at basketball, so I'm going to work for the NIH, which at the time when I joined was just an extension of the military.
Yeah.
And create, just experiment with dangerous potions.
Yeah, just like the Mengele wing of the military.
And then 60 years from now, I'll somehow create fucked up laws that demand children, even younger than 5, have to take my magic potion that boils them from the inside out. And that's the world we live in.
Yeah, that's basically, basically what's going on.
And you only get it's only for that goblin who's truly evil rather than this man that's been ostracized by society.
Listen, Fauci made the most of being a goblin. Not like these guys. They didn't pull themselves up by their bootstraps, become doctors.
I just want attention, and I want someone to give attention to. Am I a bad person for wanting that?
So sad.
Yeah. And that's what's so funny is because it's like, I mean, I guess to a certain extent it is true. It's like, you know, maybe capitalism did create these kinds of people. And so you, like, escape into this. Like,
no, it is true.
So you escape into this fantasy.
Well, the economy can't absorb these people, right?
You escape.
We can't provide these people. Well, they have absolutely no skills to, like... To function within the economy.
Yeah.
So they have to, like, they have to become that.
Yeah, but, you know, so, okay, they have this communist alternative that they throw themselves into. But, you know, it's like, then even in that world, it doesn't provide an answer. Because there's nothing, you know, presumably, there's nothing, you don't need to overthrow capital to figure out a way in which there's, like, and I guess, you know what, to be fair, like a lot of that is what, like, those all the pan poly freaks, sex nerd people are. Is they're like, we'll make companionship and sexuality, like, we'll have some control over it by making, like, disgusting fat people, like, into public, very public sex nerds with each other.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of them do experience, like, that sort of companionship that doesn't feel like, you know, that's the only option left.
Did I tell you when Ben was in high school in New York City?
Yeah.
There was like the group of like those kids were like in a thing like called, like they were in a cuddle puddle.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically all just like, it was only pretty much only kissing, but it was like boys and boys, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. But it was all like the biggest nerds at their school.
Yeah.
And New York Magazine came and wrote an article about like the Cuddle Puddle. And we're like the most progressive, coolest kids at you know, whatever. It was Stuyvesant High School. Mm-hmm. And it was like everyone else at the high school was like, they were like making these kids sound like they were at like the van, like they were like at the forefront of like a right. new,
Because
whatever.
The person that wrote the article was also just one of those people.
Exactly.
But they didn't have that.
But right. everyone in the high school was like, these people are the biggest fucking losers in our high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the newspaper came to write an article right. about them.
And they're not even doing anything. They're just like...
They're not fucking. They're yeah. just like, yeah, they're just like lightly groping and kissing.
Yeah.
Like at school.
Why do I feel the need to cling to someone who clearly only sees me when they want something? I deserve so much better than this. Can I have a crumb of attention?
Can I have a crumb of pussy?
Oh, Jesus. I get the world is a horrible place and pregnancy is really rough, but I can't help but want to hold my child for the first time.
I feel him.
Yeah, the heart wants what the heart wants.
I feel him.
West Virginia is beautiful.
Jesus Christ.
And you know what? He's not wrong. West Virginia is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
This might be the worst goddamn picture
it's
of West
such a
Virginia
bad picture.
I've ever seen.
West Virginia is really beautiful.
West Virginia is gorgeous.
Mountain mama.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is West Virginia has an ideal beauty, because if capitalism really were that powerful, the poorest state would not be recognized as beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Right?
It's what like, do you mean?
Well, everyone would be like kind of gaslit into thinking that the like San Francisco is beautiful.
Yeah.
New York is beautiful.
Well, they are beautiful.
No, they're not.
They're everyone, not like naturally
I know,
beautiful.
I don't know anyone that said that West Virginia isn't beautiful. This man is the human being version of West Virginia. giant fucking, you know, mountains
yeah,
and valleys. Yeah.
yeah,
just different crevices and
yeah, yeah.
mounds of variegated colors.
Yeah.
You know, all of his bed sores, like, almost tracking exactly with, like, the color gradient of the seasonal changes in the trees. You know, I'm sure he smells a lot like West Virginia.
I'm sure.
You know, which...
I'm sure that guy smells I mean, great.
Yeah, like, you know, like burning coal,
uh-huh.
which might be sort of like an off-putting smell when contextualized in sort of like a... Like the, you know, like visceral, disgusting nature of like, you know, these like a contoured body like this. It sort of makes sense. But people can't see him as West Virginia.
No.
People can't see the dirty commie mountain mama and actually see the mountain mama. They only see the dirty commie.
It's true.
There's no such thing as a mountain mama. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's John Denver's fault.
Right. Well, sort of. In a way, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Denver was fine until he turned it into John Denver. And then he ruined it.
He had to ruin Denver.
Denver's ruined.
He had to ruin Denver for the rest of us.
Now Denver is a place people threaten to move to.
Yeah.
When they get tired of making too much money in New York City.
They moved to Denver when
I know a lot
they
of people
want to like make home brew.
I know a lot of people that threaten to move to Denver, but they can't do it because in some point internally it tracks as failure to them.
I love when people say they're moving to Denver because I know it means I just never have to talk to them ever again.
Yeah.
They can just leave and be it's like that with Portland too, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I love how much capacity for love I have. I'm so glad I didn't let this world chew me up and spit me out. Well, hey, if you mean that, good for you. I hope you're maintaining that spirit in jail.
God, that poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is so sad.
Right.
And by the way,
what do you think is going?
By the way, guys,
what do you think?
Everyone listening,
what kind of
we're not making fun of these people. We are empathizing.
We are empathizing with these people.
We're actually being the best.
Look, I'm empathizing to the best of my ability as someone living under a capitalist system. This is what capitalist empathy looks like. What do you think he's doing in a West Virginia jail right now?
God.
What kind of conversations is that man having with the guy that's in there for like tap dancing?
Jesus Christ. Maybe he's okay because he's so unfuckable.
Well, I don't even mean the sexual assault. I mean, I know honestly,
that.
I'm sure
I know
this
that.
Guy's.
But that's the first thing
this
you
guy's
think
been
of,
so
you think
gaslit
of jail.
By the fucking the members of his commune. That
I know what you're saying.
Gang raped in prison would probably be like, "Wow, I
my
finally
slut
have
phase.
A yeah, my slut phase has started. I'm finally loved."
He goes, "Yeah, his slut phase. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about entering my slut phase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh." I feel so bad for nerds.
Yeah. No, it's funny because, like, you know, like they have, the, but their entire world exists in this, like, I'm starting to notice I have tics. When I'm head empty or when I'm really focused on something, I will fidget with something. Pen, clothes, pin, shake my leg. Is this signs of OCD? I'm genuinely curious. Everything needs to be pathologized. Yeah. Everything needs to be, you know. Note to self, don't skip a day when it comes to your depression meds. Yesterday sucked. I feel like I'm riding super high right now. Is this what mania is? Met up with someone from Facebook dating. We hit it off. Had an amazing day.
Wow. I didn't even know there was a Facebook dating.
I want to do acid again.
But this is how people should be using the internet. That's what, mm-hmm. like... I said this before, but, like, it should be for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be for, like, freaking out about, like whether or not a movie is fascistic or something.
I'm tired of leaning on my friends for serotonin. I'm tired of being needy and clingy. I'm tired of being the person I am. I just want to be fixed already. I'm so broken. I'm telling you, brother, we need to turn you into a goblin. We need to turn you into some kind of...
You love. Need power.
Yeah. We'll give mm-hmm. you some earrings. We'll paint you green. We'll give you pointy ears.
Yep.
You know, we'll give you an amulet of some sort. We'll
turn you into a real Princess Fiona.
Yeah. No, I mean it. Because it really is like this. I feel like the most communist people are the ones that are like truly hopeless in terms of divorcing themselves from the capitalist reality we live in. And so, like, really, if you just gave them some shiny gold object, some material fixation... They would be fine. If you could just turn them into post-capitalist goblins, they would have the life they want.
And it's maybe, I mean, at this point in 2022, maybe it's cringe to say this, but like, you could have just let Bernie win.
It is cringe to say that.
It's cringe. Mm-hmm. But like, it could have been so much simpler than
you're
this.
You're 100% right, Adam. If Bernie Sanders had won the election, this guy would not be sitting in jail for raping two fat women.
That's, yeah, I agree.
He wouldn't. He'd
Thank
be,
you.
No, he'd have his student loan debt forgiven.
Yeah.
He'd have health care. He'd have PlayStation 5 for sure.
For sure.
For sure. Actually, probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No, but like, these people, like, people have gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can't care about anything ever again, anymore, ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing you should care about is getting pussy. I guess that's what this guy's doing.
I'm like the weird kid at a party that just sits in the corner watching everyone else God. Have a good time. I feel like no matter where I am, I don't belong.
That's so sad.
The saddest part, too, is like, no, you're not even, you don't go to the party at all.
You're not invited.
You didn't go to the party.
No one told you about the party.
What's the point of living if you only get to see people
Okay. We can't. No, come on.
What's the point of living if you only get to see people living lives you can only fantasize about?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like, brother, you just got to come up with fantasies that even they can't access. Goblin, hovel, turning into a poison cloud, a magical amulet.
Uh-huh.
You know? Then that's the thing. Nerds used to have that shit.
Yep.
The problem with all this stuff is the communism stuff, no different than fucking Star Trek or Dungeons & Dragons.
Right.
They just lost their
their interest in magic.
Right, but it's like nearly attainable... That you've just given them like a piece of pussy behind glass that they get to visit, you know, like they're in prison and put their hand and they can almost feel the warmth of
they
the pussy.
They can talk to the pussy through
they
a phone.
Yeah, they can almost fucking feel the warmth of the pussy through the plexiglass. But this, but before it finally transfers to their palm and like they're sharing some kind of energy between themselves as close as they can ever get to fucking. The CEO comes in and says, all right, time's up. Time's up, motherfucker.
Time's up.
And then what? Then you go back to your 17 boyfriends in cell block B and the fucking...
Your slut face.
Yeah, in your slut face. in the West Virginia panhandle getting railed out to the sound of
John Denver.
To the sound of mines collapsing.
A state being poisoned.
And the real victims of capitalism being crushed to death by fucking, you know, what is it, silica?
What is that? That's the shit you put in the pocket of a new pair of pants?
It is.
What does silica do?
It absorbs moisture. That's why they put it in
there. It keeps shit dry.
Yeah, to prevent mold from...
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm not angry at people's happiness. I just don't see me being happy. Why do I have to want things? Why can't I just be emotionless, have no feelings at all? Again, if you had lived 20 years ago, you would have discovered...
Deep Space Nine.
Vulcanism.
Yeah.
You would discover a Vulcan mentality towards life.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing. That's the beauty of fantasy, especially for uneducated nerds like this, is that... All of these ideas that were landed upon by actual humans throughout history, they think is an invention of some sort of like fantasy people.
You know?
So like the stoicism of the Vulcans gets to be something that exists outside of like the tortuous confines of your human existence.
You can't even be a regular nerd anymore.
You can't. I will never for this to somebody else. Let's just go through tweets today. I will never forgive the people who ruined my mental health while my heart is pure. Now, here's the difference. That fat guy, zero engagement on his tweets. He's just living isolated until he eventually rapes his roommate. God. This is a mildly attractive woman. 1,009 quote tweets, 24,000 likes. On this, I will never forgive the people who ruined my mental
health. Just like a six.
Just not, you can't even really see this lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
She looks all right.
She looks fine. Oh, I guess she has 1.4 million followers.
How?
I have no idea. Half her tweets aren't even in English. Anyways, what the fuck are we talking about this week? The Batman movie?
So we got this new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited about it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see the new Batman, did you?
No.
It's cool. They play Nirvana in it.
I stayed home and read this guy's tweets.
Do you remember hearing the Nirvana Unplugged CD as a kid?
No.
No. Never mind.
Why? A go off, perhaps.
No, I don't know. The first time I heard it, I was like, this is cool. This must be what it's like to be cool. I was like, this is what cool people like.
Mm-hmm.
My babysitter was into it. And I wanted to fuck her when I was a kid. Really interesting story I just shared there.
That's the saddest part, too, is like, I feel like it's okay to knock a lot of the, like, tankies or whatever because...
Are those people tankies?
Anybody with a fucking hammer and sickle in their display name, I'll write off. I don't know. I don't pay enough attention. I'm not tapped in enough anymore to know what these meaningless distinctions...
I really thought
where
that
the boundaries
this
fall
would stop
thing.
Being a thing and not that it would have grown into its own fucking tumor of society. Yeah,
this is the only way these things end.
Yeah.
This is literally the only way any of these things end is you take a subculture and then it kind of bubbles up into mainstream culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like one or two basically like archetypes or perfect examples of that subculture that rise to the top. And then those things become like sort of like a touchstone. And the things that make them unique are very good at exemplifying that subculture. Then dissipate through culture at large, mostly through like advertising or marketing.
Sure.
In a way that makes like them hit, you know, you don't even like think about it. It's like, it's just sort of like bring it to like comedy or whatever, but like, you know, you'll have like Louis C.K. or whatever got very popular probably the middle of like the last decade or two decades ago. And then the stylistic elements of what Louis C.K. does immediately disperse through everything. Every comedian rips him off. But then eventually every like commercial rips off like the way he speaks or the mannerisms.
Yeah.
So the
or like how old commercials kind of became Tim and Eric for a while.
The identifiers, the resources extracted out of this one thing, are Tim and Eric or fucking Seth Rogen's writing in like those old commercials.
100%.
Or like certain elements of like punk rock aesthetic or what, like any of those things. They like just sort of get like dispersed. I think the classic comedy.
You're saying that capitalism commodifies it.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Yes, but then there's like.
So these guys are right.
Sure, but I mean, it's beyond like just like commodification, where it's just like something becomes so distributed that it's like it doesn't exist anymore. It's like a bell ringing, and it's never snuffed out. So there's no, you can't really tell when it stops ringing. Eventually, it's not ringing anymore, but you can't really be sure.
I don't get what you're saying, but
this sound, imagine a bell ringing. Imagine a little like a service desk, like ding. Yeah. You hit it. You can't really tell when it stops ringing.
You can. It just stops ringing.
No, it dissipates and it fades out.
It fades out. Yeah.
The signal attenuates and it reaches like some sort of non-zero state that and it's like so the short answer is when we have a Chuck Lorre sitcom where a fat, tanky communist is raping his roommate.
I see what you're saying.
That's
now
when it
I
ends.
See what you're saying.
That's when it ends. Yeah. It doesn't end with people being like, actually, I don't like this stuff, or there's like, some kind of rational argument against it. It just needs to leave a bad taste in people.
When mind. Sheldon rapes Mayim Bialik,
things have to become stale.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to wait for, young Sheldon to gain 400 pounds and rape.
Rape Blossom.
Yeah, rape his roommates.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to wait this out, you're saying.
You have to wait it out. I mean, it's the same thing with this podcast. It's like it should have ended a long time ago.
Years ago.
People still hate it. And when you go around, you see guys dressed like you or whatever, saying things from the show and all those things. It's like it won't end until that's everywhere,
It's true.
Until there's fucking like a guy named The Bug.
Uh-huh.
On a Rent-A-Center commercial.
Right.
That's when it ends. When you're like, what is, I don't even understand. Yeah. I tell you, the classic example, the one I always use, if you rewatch Wayne's World, they tell that cop character something. I forget what it was. And, or the cop tells them something. And then Wayne goes, no way. And then the cop goes, way.
Yeah.
40 years, when that movie came out 57 years ago, That
long ago, really?
Yeah. That was a funny joke.
Yeah, that was the first time they said that.
That was the first time anyone said yes, yes, way, or way, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's so distributed that the humor in it doesn't even resonate.
Yeah.
People forget that it's a joke.
Right. It's bled into the public consciousness at this point.
Yeah.
I think that's really smart, bro.
Thanks. Hey, look, I'm just trying to kill time here.
I wish I was the first guy to come up with something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the bell part. I think the bell parts.
Imagine how.
This is what you do if you're just like a quote unquote intellectual or academic. You just say bullshit. You just fucking ramble.
The gayest, dumbest shit.
You just ramble, make up bullshit.
And you make it sound like it's universal,
right?
In fact.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to, it doesn't have to, like, there's no way to check.
Yeah.
There's no way. And then,
or there is and it doesn't matter.
Right. Then you just walk around Brooklyn not knowing how to drive a car, not knowing how to do your own taxes, and you pretend like you're the smartest motherfucker in the world.
Dude, that's our lives.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess so. It's fucking like.
And that's why the world needs comedy, because that's what comedy is you do that, but then hopefully it's funny at the end.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully there's a punchline. And now you have to worry about getting slapped in the face by some fucking...
Button is off.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
And that's it. That's the punchline.
Some actor.
Yeah, some actor. Some loudmouth actor. Actor. Actor.
I see what you did there.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Dude, it's true.
I'm just an old man trying to find a little place for himself.
I don't even understand this world, brother.
Yeah. Now, this other thing I was thinking about, too, is like, what I feel real bad for, not maybe this guy, but maybe some of our contemporaries that have gotten sucked into the trap of permanent adolescence, which I guess everybody falls into a certain extent.
Yeah, the man child.
Which, by the way, the only way to escape adolescence is by having a family. That's it.
100%.
It's not like putting on slacks.
No.
You're just a child dressing up as an adult.
Yeah, you're just doing a thing.
And some of the signifiers of adulthood that exist within capitalism, like owning a house or whatever, that's all bullshit, or your fucking career, that's all fake. And now it's unattainable also.
Right.
Really, the only thing you can do is like, not, I mean, because you obviously you can't force yourself to have a family, like if you're one of these guys. But this guy's already done the work to say, like, I can't wait to hold my child. As long as you want it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with
that. As long as you want it, then, you know, you're creating.
You cross the threshold.
You're crossing the necessary shift. Like, I can't have a kid because my dick doesn't get hard.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, and physically.
Also, there's literally not a single woman in the world that thinks it would be a good idea to. It doesn't exist. They will always get an abortion.
Yeah.
I've walked up to that line.
So rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell them, I'm like, look, I'll be here for you on the weekends. I'll fly down, you know, and fucking we'll go out the fucking Ruby Tuesdays. You can keep your job and your friends.
I'll send money sometimes.
I will send the fucking money, you know. I'll get them a fucking skateboard. I don't know, whatever.
100%.
Just as long as I can come down, I can show them my muscle car.
Take them fishing.
Take them fucking fishing.
Yeah. Get them drunk.
And I can still get pussy on the road.
100%.
And every time they are in that office, like, you know, so you see the smoke cloud materialize.
And murdering.
They're in that. You can just hear the vacuum.
Killing. Killing a life.
Yeah.
A life that's half you.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
It's very unfair.
Yeah. I've always felt that, you know, abortion totally should be legal, but it should be the man's choice.
Yeah.
It should be 100%.
It's only fair.
That really is the kind of, like, what do they call it? The sort of, like, Hegelian compromise that society needs. It's
we're fucking public ass intellectuals.
Dude, of course. It's wild that, you know, people are like, oh, well, how the fuck is abortion still up for debate? That should have been settled 40 years ago. And it's like, because you're not thinking about the dialectic, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, yes, abortion should be legal, but it should not be the woman's choice.
100%.
It's either her husband or her father.
Yeah.
That's
you have to have a permission
and
slip.
Absent either one of those, if she doesn't know who the father is, it's not her husband, then it goes to the chief of police in whatever town she's living in. And if that by chance happens to be a woman, then
you got to go to the governor.
Well, I was saying, you know, if there's a male postal worker or something.
Yeah.
You know,
a postmaster general.
Well, go through the chain. Obviously, it's not going to be a postmaster general for the town.
Yeah, whatever the highest ranking.
It's a small town. They don't even have a post office.
Right.
Then eventually, yeah, it's going to boil down to a homeless person, a homeless man.
A homeless man.
Yeah.
But he has say.
And if for whatever bizarre reason, I mean, I don't understand how it could even function, but if there's an all-female town somewhere.
How's that possible?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's a literal.
We don't have to worry about
absolute
that.
Absolute impossibility.
Not happen,
yeah, exactly.
What the fuck would they do?
Right.
Yeah.
In that case, then, yes, naturally, Magic 8-Ball. That's where the responsibility would fall upon. You would make that decision.
You just have a Magic 8-Ball in the city hall.
Right, yeah. A Magic 8-Ball or a Billy Big Mouth Bass.
Yeah, something like that.
Some kind of male-identified toy.
Yeah, Big Mouth Billy Bass is a guy,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
it's behind some glass. You have to break the glass.
Yeah.
And you have to decide whether the abortion goes forward.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Anything but a lady.
An all-women's town. Ridiculous.
Can you imagine that?
Ridiculous.
I mean, how would that even work? It would just be 35 gift shops that sell RBJ socks.
And they just all be being mean to each other?
Yeah. I'm sure they would be nice, but then...
No, they wouldn't be nice.
Yeah. Not over anything like a customer service dispute. They'd go to war with each other.
100%.
A parking space. It would end immediately. As long as they have a man to hate.
Right, because that's the thing, is they're all trying to destroy each other, but...
That was the whole plot of Wicker Man, is that it's a women's society that can only function as long as they at least have one guy to get mad at.
Yeah, that they set on fire.
They set on fire.
Yeah.
If they don't have him, then they'd kill each other.
Sorry, ladies, you can't do it without us.
And hold on, let me just, before anyone gets mad, that's capitalism.
That is capitalism.
That's the fault of capitalism.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I fucking can't stand capitalism.
Yeah.
Capitalism can suck my little ass dick.
I used to hate it too until I made a bunch of money. And now it's like, well, I guarantee you I would not have it. There's no way if we lived in the Soviet Union.
What do you mean? We own the means of production. We own, you own the Zoom.
Yeah, but
the recorder.
We're rewarded for what we do with capital. And yeah. Like, the, yes, we have the means of production. But if we lived in the Soviet Union, I was just assigned to be a podcaster. I'd have some gay-ass apartment, some tiny apartment.
Yeah, but if we were party apparatchiks, we'd probably get...
No,
like,
not even. I mean, you looked around history, people are like, look how modest the living quarters were of the heads of state. And it's like, that seems miserable.
You're telling me Stalin didn't live in a castle?
No, yeah.
Damn.
No, he had an efficiency apartment in basically one of those places where people that...
Like Rigo Park.
Yeah, like, you know, you go to a state school and you have to move into an apartment complex. It's exactly like the dorms you just...
Oh, had. Yeah. With like a cinder block walls.
Stalin's house is like the apartment that he lived in. You go downstairs, there's like a pool table and a Pac-Man machine.
Really?
And people would hang out there. And
that's
like,
pretty badass.
Yeah, just a fucked up pool table and, you know.
He'd have to use the apartment complex computers.
Yeah, he'd go down there and play beer pong on the pool table. That was like the pinnacle of the Soviet Union. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I always felt the inverse of that. People are like, yeah, they stuck to their principles and they had like small living quarters. And it's like, that you have nothing to aspire to then. What? Pride in being a worker at a factory?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about that? You know? I would want that. You should have it, and there should at least be a king. Maybe he's like, he's chosen by random.
Uh-huh.
There's one guy. Fuck him. Make it a retard. Who cares? Every 4 years, we get Down syndrome king.
You're saying this is a better alternative.
You need communism with a lottery-based perk system.
Yes.
You know? Where it's like, you know, like maybe like you got a shot. You got a shot. At being the one guy in town in your life,
it's
maybe.
It's a small shot.
That gets to live in the Chuck E. Cheese for a month.
Yeah.
You know?
It's cool. But you can't stay there forever. Someone else gets it.
It can't be that the best thing that you can hope for is to become the, like, through, like, not even through democracy, but through, like navigating a bureaucracy and also being, like, a vicious murderer. It's willing to like kill any of your political enemies.
Yeah.
Then you get to the top, and what you get is like a shitty copy of like a 40-year-old fucking Mercury. You know, like that's the best. Somebody drives you around in a fucking Grand Marquis.
Yeah.
That's got like you know a radiator built out of old like oven parts.
Is that what these guys think they want?
I think so.
These Fiona guys?
I think they want luxury gay space communism, that was always my favorite. It's the spaceship at the end of WALL-E. That's what they want.
Jesus Christ. Well, they are, like, ironically, they are the WALL-E people.
Yeah.
They are, like, the fat guys in chairs.
Yeah.
They just don't identify as them.
What I want is a castle that I get bored with in a week. Yeah. I burn it down. Or I give it to homeless people, then I get another cast. What I want is a fucking, like, light speed, endless flow of constant consumption. And, like, just, I want, like, every day, like, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 6, PlayStation 7, PlayStation 8. I want it, like, just smashing. I want my skin peeled back like I'm in, like, a fucking, like, NASA test machine.
That'd be tight.
I've got, like, all the new, like, Chick-fil-A sauces peeling my skin off. Polynesian, fucking the horse sauce.
The Chick-fil-A sauce.
Every fucking, like, new sauces.
Yeah.
New sauces and different type of french fries that I'm eating. And, like, before my body can even process the calories.
You're getting something new.
It's being sucked out of me. Just plastic surgery in the machine.
You just have a hose in your asshole.
Yeah, my skin's being, like, extra skin as it regenerates and might lose collagen. It's being just surgically removed from my body.
That's so tight, dude.
And then once every couple of weeks, just a nice trip out to a cabin in nature. Nice quiet week where I can work on my novel.
You could touch grass.
Yeah, I can touch grass or work on my novel. Of course, that doesn't happen. I'm on the internet calling, you know, people fags.
Yeah, you don't go outside once.
I don't go outside.
You're just looking at your phone.
I'm in the cabin getting mad that the DVD player doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because I'm excited about it because it represents some kind of nostalgia to me, or return to nature.
Yeah, but within 20 minutes, you're breaking things in the air.
Yeah, it's old media from a couple of years ago. Yeah. I make the worst meal possible. I make a disgusting meal, you know, that I think is going to be nice.
Yeah.
And then I get in the jacuzzi, it fucks up my blood pressure, and I throw up all over the controls.
Yeah.
And
then you go back home.
Then back into the machine.
Back into the PS6, 7, 8.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Skin ripped off. And that's the ideal system.
That's full communism.
That's luxury gay space capitalism.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What, so is this it? I hope you've enjoyed the episode, guys. Oh. You want to keep going?
No, I want to maybe get a little something to eat, and then we'll do the regular episode.
I have to go meet my father's coming to visit.
And then
me,
I have to go buy nice clothes.
For what?
Shout out to the regular car reviews. They got me into.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Nick.
Yeah, finally.
You want to share that with the people? Big news for Nick.
The kind-hearted, folk at...
It's one guy.
Yeah. At regular car reviews got me into the... They're bringing me to the New York Auto Show, but he's like, there's no formal dress code, but it's at press days, it's business casual.
Yeah.
Like, I literally still in my life don't know what that is.
You wear joggers every day.
I wear the same clothes.
Where are you going to go? J. Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably just going to go get another suit.
You're going to get a suit.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a tuxedo.
You're going to look handsome for the cars.
I'm going to wear a top hat.
You're going to kiss the cars.
Yeah, and then I'm going to say I didn't know what business casual was.
Oh yeah, you got to go full tuxedo.
You go, yeah. I'm going white
tux, tails,
yeah,
top hat.
Apparently, when Kennedy found out about the Bay of Pigs, he was wearing like full white tie.
He was at a dinner.
State
dinner.
And they bring him in. He's got gloves on and a fucking Mickey Mouse costume, and he's like, "What the hell happened?" Just looking like a fucking magician.
Dude, that's so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna get lunch, and then we'll be right back. You want to keep going?
I've seen so-called like communists online shit on the JFK conspiracies.
That he actually was killed by Oswald.
Yeah. Well, or just like thumbing.
Why is that communist?
Thumbing their nose at fucking. Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw it, but it's like this is, you know. I mean, you know, it's fun to blame everything on the CIA, but why you would throw salt on the suggestion that. JFK was literally killed by the deep state, which he was.
I don't get what's their motivation?
Because they want to be cool. I think for a lot of these
people... Oh, to be contrarian.
Well, to be cool and above it all. Like, the main thing online is motivated by keeping your cool, you know? I guess it's like... And that exists in the realm of, like, the irony.
Yeah, you can't be pissed.
Distinction, right?
Right.
So there's this fake argument about irony versus sincerity as if they're a type of person to be rather than just, like, a literary mode.
Uh-huh.
And that was all resurrected, actually, by Arthur Chu.
Yes.
Who fucking, like, cited DFW in some Salon article, like, fucking 10 years ago. About his like idea of like a new sincerity.
Yeah.
It was further buttressed by Tom Skoka's On Smarm.
Who's that?
Article. He was a guy that wrote for Gawker. Like, I don't know what he's doing now. I'm sure like most of those Gawker Gen Xers, they're now like just still clinging to using the F word to sound.
They're triple masked.
Yeah. To sound
saying fuck.
Just saying fuck, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. So like the thing online is you always want to be above the conversation by having the right answer but not being like emotionally affected by it in a certain way.
Yeah.
Or if you are, you're just sort of pissed at people you think are dumber than you.
Yeah.
That's how you always want to be. And that is the media's fault. It's the fault because it's like Twitter's culture was sort of determined by New York media folks, by cool New York media folks who at any moment are like just want to ingratiate themselves to other New York media dorks. So it's always just I gotta have the right opinion and I gotta be like above everything and cool.
Wait, so how does this relate to
what was I talking about?
Communists saying that JFK wasn't killed by the CIA?
Because it's too sincere to say that, like, you know, the CIA killed.
So they're trying to be cool.
Right,
that's basically
exactly
the point of what you're saying.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I guess it makes sense.
When it's in and of itself, it's like, you know, again, it blurs the distinction because it's not necessarily ironic or sincere to say other. It can exist in both. You can be ironically claiming that the CIA did it or you can be sincerely doing it. And when people can't figure out which side it's on, then they have to escape the conversation and just dismiss the entire thing.
Yeah, and try to hook up with their roommate.
And try to get fucked. Yeah, try to get fucked their roommate. I forgot that's where that even started.
Yeah, that's really what launched us on this whole thing an hour ago.
Yeah,
this has been a rare.
No, I mean even the irony thing. I was gonna try and go somewhere back to the green M&M.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was gonna be funny, and then I'm too old, dude. I'm too old. I can't do it anymore.
We're too damn old.
It used to be that, and now I've turned into it. I'm just all set up. No punchlines.
That's fine.
Yeah. But you think about it, and that's how Rogan got to where he is.
He's all set
up. Just dropped the punchlines.
Yeah.
That's all Rogan. People are like, you know, oh, he's a dangerous. No, it's like somebody saying, working their way through dumb ideas, thinking at the end, you get to, you know, well, why don't, you know.
And now he's the wealthiest man in the world.
Why don't we just make a monkey the president?
That's funny.
Of course. That's all he has to say. And at the end,
that'd be a good punchline.
Everything that Rogan says that he gets in trouble for, saying like, you know, the vaccines, there's a lot of evidence that they cause more heart attacks than they fucking, you know, than the disease they prevented, especially in younger groups. And I brought in a guy with a fucking Substack to prove that. And he's going to give me one side of data. I'm going to talk to him for an hour. If he just turned to the camera and said, that's why we need a goddamn chimpanzee as president.
That's the punchline.
Every fucking, what is it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we got Banana Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Instead of the vaccines, you get a couple of bananas, some roller skates. Then, like, you know.
Sir,
every time,
this is a Wendy's.
Right, right. You know, exactly. Every time they try to snipe him with one of these clips, he just says, play the full context. Yeah. And then you see the thing about the chimpanzee
the president. Being the president.
And you can't really get
And he's in a white tuxedo.
Even the N-word
tails.
Video. Even if it had been like, you know, the thing about ers is that they're gers. And, you know, next clip. And Joe Rogan loves saying, you know, and then he gets to the end and he's like, that being said,
yeah.
If we had a goddamn chimpanzee president,
I think in that context,
he's got a
I think in
balloon.
That context, it does not bail him out because of the
no,
age old racial trope.
Here's the point:
who
the hell is getting mad at black people when we have a literal chimpanzee as president?
Who, Joseph Biden? Oh no, when there
if
is
we
one.
Had a if we had a chimpanzee running the country,
then
you got no time to be mad at black people anymore.
Yeah.
Because then it's an actual chimpanzee.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I can't imagine, you know, like, but nobody's going to look at a chimpanzee.
You're saying that that would end racism.
It would, because nobody's going to look at the chimpanzee president and say, like, what the hell is this, a black guy? You know it's a chimpanzee. You already know it's a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
You can't blame black people for that.
Yeah.
They do the chimpanzee comparatives pejoratively,
right?
Because they think it's a knockdown further.
But now he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, even in the heart of like the most virulent racist, when they call Obama a chimpanzee, they know they're doing that because it's a extreme. It's worse.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's mean.
It's mean.
Damaging.
If it were an actual chimpanzee, they wouldn't insult the chimpanzee by saying. They wouldn't try to insult. I'm not saying that.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
They would say, what is this, a slug or a goblin?
Yeah.
What is this, a fat communist that rapes his roommates? They would go lower than chimpanzee.
Oh.
And that, what?
I think my landlord's calling me about the mice. 1 second.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, for the folks listening at home, to further, what are you doing?
Oh, can you buzz?
He needs somebody to be buzzed in. Brutal. Leave me hanging on that. And now let me find a way out of the chimpanzee president comparison. Folks, thanks again for listening. The St. Louis dates got fucked up. I won't be able to be there May 12th through 14th. I think that they can't.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I will not be in St. Louis. It took too long to work out a deal, but I will, as a replacement, be in Raleigh at the beginning of June. I still don't know about Boston. That was all being handled by Mark Wahlberg, and
he's the booker.
He's Mark Wahlberg.
Laugh Boston.
He's the booker. Yeah.
Damn.
Let me ask you: What if we did this deal? You know, something. He sounds something like that.
What the hell?
And what?
My landlord can't figure out how to get on my phone.
I can't believe you didn't go with me on the chimpanzee president.
Dude, I told you I have the mice are back.
Yeah, I know, but like, I mean, you know, to not let me figure it out, We've abandoned our normally contentious relationship. Why are you? What are you taking two phone calls now?
I'll have someone get you.
Say it into the microphone.
All right.
Say it in. You have.
I have to text my girlfriend to let them in.
Oh, you have to text your girlfriend. What's his name? Remember that? Remember the what's his name era?
Remember the said no one. Ever era. Mm-hmm.
I love that. The people are still going strong with the Twitter jokes.
Like what?
No one. And absolutely no one.
Absolutely
ever.
No one.
McDonald's. We've got Shamrock Shakes. 50 million retweets. That's what I mean. It's like
I had one this
year.
There
used to be funny people on Twitter and all these media dorks came
They
along.
Ruined it.
Yeah, because they can't do anything other than just apply things to like the format thing.
Yeah.
Anybody that does format joke, unless you're doing it ironically.
Right.
Which, again, then falls into the trap.
Honestly, that doesn't even work anymore.
The aforementioned trap.
Yeah.
What I've seen a lot now, too, is people like just deliberately stealing tweets, which I love. I've always thought that was
funny. Cool.
Yeah. If you just steal tweets.
Like a tweet that has 100,000 likes.
Yeah, you just steal it.
Yeah.
And post that. People should do that all the time.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Damn, I think I just intellectualized something.
I think you broke through on the chimpanzee thing.
Because here's the thing, like, and this is, and I will get through to my point on this one, is, so way back, 2012, 2013, when society opened its mind.
You think that was the peak?
That was when, I don't know, when
that was your peak.
I'll tell you this, what that was is when culture war bullshit started affecting like comedians, like me, who used to, we had our own little world,
uh-huh,
where we didn't think about anything.
Paradise.
We didn't know, nobody knew shit. Occasionally some academic dork would come by, mm-hmm, and no one would have any respect for them.
Yeah,
or
no one was smart.
Because they weren't funny, because they didn't know how to do it. And they had to listen, to put the phone down, dude.
Dude, tell
them you're at work, you're with a patient. Tell them you're with a patient slash client, and they're suing their own mind. They're suing their own mind for $1 million. What do you mean you're coming? You're not...
Your girlfriend needs to get the fucking door.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fuck, what was
Keep
I
going, I'm listening.
What was I talking about?
2013, 2012, when comics were stupid before the culture war bled in.
Yes. You're listening to Comedy History Podcast. The guy has called Adam four times now. We're dealing with a major event over at the Friedland household. There's been mice there for a year. You need to just move. You understand you're being like, you got a
yes.
COVID deal on your apartment and the landlord's like hoping the mice.
I realize this now.
Yeah.
But you know what? The mice are family now at this point.
Yeah. Anyways, what was I talking about?
I don't know. We're going to have lunch right now.
I mean, we're going to have lunch, but I wanted to finish this one point. This is my only outlet. I don't have Stav here to interrupt me or say what I'm saying is gay, and you're blowing it for me. This is
I'm
all
sorry.
I have.
I like...
As a public intellectual, this is all I have.
No, you're crushing it, honestly.
No, right now we're further... What was I saying? Before that, what was I talking about?
You were talking about the culture war bleeding into the...
But why did I bring that up?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know...
Damn.
I don't fucking you. What are you saying? Like,
that relate. I've made that point before, correctly, I might add. But I was going to relate it to something funny.
Something about Arthur Chu, David Foster
Wallace. No, that was 20 minutes ago, and that didn't go anywhere. This is. You had to take 5 phone calls about the mice.
I'm sorry. I had to let them in, and my fucking girlfriend's not letting
me. Just send one text message.
I'm sorry. This guy's called me fucking 3 times.
Let me
super
belabor my dumb point that at that time, I swear to God, there was a funny joke at the end of it. God damn, dude.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. This is brutal. Really. I thought it's fine. I'm like, we can do it without Stav. Stav would have gotten your ass. I would have someone to turn to while you take 15
phone
calls.
It's my fault. I really appreciate it. I dropped the ball. Stav's not here.
Oh, man.
He's stuck in transit
now. I'm like legitimately annoyed. I'm going to have to listen
back. They sent him DHL back to New York City.
I'm going to have to listen back because I know.
You know what you could do? You could do like a Nick like postscript or addendum.
I'm not doing that.
No, of course not.
Of course, absolutely not.
How much free come down do we give them? 13 minutes?
All right, I'll end it.